You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So something very awkward happened in the studio yesterday during the show. Our producer Josh was in here talking to me, and we were talking about weddings and venues and caterers. You know, stuff the guys always talk about together. And then he was talking about the best month to get married. And he's like, man, September's got to be the best month to get married. This is like perfect weather. It's just so perfect. And then he goes, Jer, what month did you get married? And I sat here, Dom, for 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God, I have no idea when I got married. I do not remember the month, the date, anything. For the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. 20 minutes later, I went back to him and told him when I finally remembered it.
It was early September.
Yeah. Which was great weather. Perfect. Yeah, well, that's great. I couldn't. And he was laughing at me. He's like, oh, you're getting old. I was like, dude, you're 29 years old with zero responsibilities. Your responsibilities are to come to work and then go home and go to the gym. I was like, once you get to my age and you've got 100 different dates for family members and kids and everything, I was like, your brain's going to turn to mush. You're going to be at my point sometime in your life. And I'm wondering if a lot of people are like that, where they just can't remember dates anymore. I have a little note thing in my phone that has my kids' birthdays in there and various other dates that I need to remember. If we're like at the doctor's office or something, and they're like, what's their date of birth? I'm like, oh my God, if I black out for a second. Is it strange that I'm like that?
No, I'm pretty good with dates, but I still have like birthdays in my calendar section of my phone.
Sure.
It could be that, you know, some people get old and they don't remember stuff, but there's another possibility, and that could be that people just don't care. I don't know which category you fall into. It's probably...
No, I care. I mean, I care where my... No, I'll tell you what my problem is just your phone. You're too reliant on the dates in your calendar now that you don't have to remember any of those.
I agree with that. But before we get into that, I want to expand on the don't care part. Because that's the situation with the woman that I'm married to. Because she doesn't remember dates, but it's because she doesn't care about dates. If you asked her what our wedding anniversary is, she probably after a moment could figure that out. But almost all dates otherwise mean nothing to her. And I'm the one who has to remember all the various events or things like that and keep the calendar. Because she does not GAF about that
stuff. I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know. And it's, you know, because we each have so much, you know, room in our RAM, our, you know, our short-term memory stuff or whatever it is. And she doesn't want to clog up her memory with dates. And so she, to her, it's just like, pah.
But that's hard drive memory. That's not RAM memory.
That's true. That's hard drive. Well, she just doesn't want to fill it up. So... Some people just have, there's an age issue. Some people rely on technology for it. And then some people just don't care about dates. It's, they're not important to them.
I mean, there's some biggies I think you should remember, you know, like your parents' birthdays and your spouse, your kids. Like there's some biggies that you should probably have locked in by now. And I mean, I do have it locked in, but I think, you know, summer makes it 10 times worse for me because of the schedules of everything for 3 months, you know, on what camps are on what dates, what activities are on what dates, what lessons are on what dates, that I have so many dates being pummeled into my brain that it, the basic stuff, I'm like, I don't know. Am I even married? When did we marry? I don't
know. I told you that she took that wall where you come up from our basement. There's a whole wall. She redesigned it and she turned it into this giant calendar. But it does not look like a traditional calendar at all. There's a row for January and it just goes 1 through 31 across. Then below that is a row for February. Anyway, and she has to keep all of her piano lesson stuff on there, the recitals. And then those kind of things. But otherwise, she doesn't write anything on it. Those are the only things that she has to keep straight. And, you know, that's an interesting debate because you say some dates are super important and you need to remember them. But really, do you?
Yeah, you should remember birthdays for important people in your life. I feel like I should probably remember my anniversary. I know it's super cliche that the guy never remembers the anniversary, which I generally do, but it was
just
an instance yesterday where I blacked out.
I just remember going to your wedding in early September, so it's funny that I would know it better, but I mean, I don't know.
It was actually in March. You're way off, so.
No, I know that you got married in like the first 2 weeks of September because I know it was around Nicole's birthday, which I also know is in early September. But I couldn't tell you the exact date. Her birthday is like the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that.
Nope.
She's in that range.
She's a July baby.
I know I'm right about that. So I don't know. Is it?
It's too many dates as a parent is what I'm going to fall back on. It's too many dates.
And, you know, the point about the technology is valid because on one hand, it's a blessing that we can use it. But on the other hand, it keeps us from training our brain, you know, and exercising our brain.
Yeah.
Whether it's with dates, whether it's with phone numbers,
yep.
Whether it's with anything that's calendar based. We're like, I'm going to let the technology handle it for me.
Yeah, so I mean, I could, if I had remembered the month, I could have scrolled quickly to the month because it's probably saved in there and I could have figured it out by that way, but I couldn't even remember the
standard
month.
Standard basic math. People are like, I don't need to worry about it anymore. I got this little device
right,
in my pocket if I need it. And I don't know, in some respects, I think it's good. It's funny, I don't know where I stand on this because in some respects, it's really good. And in some, it makes me mourn the loss of our ability to think.
But it allows you to think about other things versus remembering that stuff.
But does it? Because what people end up thinking about is like some viral TikTok video of somebody doing a funny dance.
Depends on the person for sure.
Somebody can't add 7 plus 9, but they know where to find a funny dance on social media. So I'm not saying that's
depends
a win.
On the individual for sure.
I don't think that's a win for the human species. Robert, too many dates for you to remember or what?
No, honestly, I've trained my brain. I've grown up in a family of numbers, so all my family members are like math or scientists or numbers are my thing. But I really trained my brain for birthdays and anniversaries because those are repetitive things. So the more they repeat, the easier it is to remember. Whereas I use my phone mainly for like doctor's appointments or things that aren't so repetitive.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Young brain still. Do you have kids?
Flexible brain.
Do you have kids?
No kids yet, thankfully.
Robert, this is why you're remembering everything. You're making my point, buddy. You've got really nothing else to worry about.
There's even scientific evidence. I mean, scientific evidence. When you have kids, you get dumber.
You do, 100%. I can barely dress myself in the morning, Robert.
Oh, well, that sounds like, I don't know if that's a kid issue or a you issue.
Hey, it could be a me issue. I need to have my wife start laying my clothes out, I think.
Well, a combination of both. Robert, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, boys. You guys have a great day.
So along those lines, here's Kristen. She says, hey, I'm with Jer, boys. I was at the pediatrician for flu shots, and they asked me the date of birth for my two kids on the form, and I could not remember the date at all. I had to apologize so much, they ended up having to look them up for me. So, yes, I think it's parenting brain. It's just too many things to remember.
You just get dumb. Michelle says, no idea when my husband and I first went out. No idea of our anniversary. Neither of us knows. Anniversary, we know the month and roughly the day. We have a blanket that a friend gave us with the date on it. So when it gets close, we pull out the blanket and look to see what day it was.
Ah, we have one of those blankets. Yes, my mother-in-law gave me one of those. I forgot about that. That's a good idea. That's a good way to do it.
For my anniversary, you and Nicole gave us a little picture frame thing.
That's right.
And it says like Mr. and Mrs. Test on it. But it's got the date on there. So if I ever forget, I can just look over at the picture frame.
Yeah.
To remind me. Let's see. Chris says, so glad you're covering this topic today. I know two of my kids have birthdays this month, and I think my anniversary is sometime this month. I should probably check my tech so I know when those days are.
That's right. You know, I was complaining about all the dates you got to remember during the summer. It's funny now, like 2 weeks out from school starting, the amount of emails that have come in for you got to have your registration done by this date. Open houses on this date. Pay for your yearbooks by this date. And date. It's too much.
Too much. You know, I've told this before, but I think it's been a while. But the luckiest guy in the world for me was a buddy of mine. I haven't seen him in a million years. But Tom, my buddy, got married to Eileen. And they got married on Valentine's Day. And that was also, and still is, Eileen's birthday.
Perfect.
So he's got birthday, anniversary, and Valentine's Day all on the same day. And the beauty of that is that he gets reminders every day leading up to it from, you know, just turn on the TV, turn
yes.
on the radio, turn
yes.
on the thing. It's like Valentine's Day is coming up. So he gets a reminder of all three.
That's pretty slick. That's
luckiest
smooth.
Luckiest guy ever. Somebody told me they're no longer together, but I don't know.
Oh, I hope they got divorced on Valentine's Day, too.
Here's Terry. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. First time caller. How y'all doing?
Fine, Terry. Oh, thanks for calling.
We're doing well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. What do you want to say about all this?
So I feel like I got pretty lucky when it comes to dates. As far as immediate family goes, mom, dad, sister, brother are all within a month of each other. And as good as my wife is, her birthday is 3 days from mine, and my birthday is the same day as our anniversary. So our both of our birthdays and the anniversary are within a week.
Again,
everybody else in my
got it made.
Within a month.
That's great, man. You've got it made. You're another one of those that doesn't have to think too much about it.
So all told, there's about 6 weeks out of the year that you've got to think about this stuff. Otherwise, you're free and clear for the other 10.5 months.
That's all I got to worry about.
Brilliant.
I got to worry about a month and a half, and that's about it.
Love it, man.
Terry, thank you for being on the show. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too, boys. Appreciate it.
Bye, Terry.
Thank you. That's pretty good.
You know, we can't complain anymore because I know we've done it on the air in the past about the doctor's office and the dentist's office that sends you 500 reminders about your date
mm-hmm.
and time.
Mm-hmm.
After today, I kind of get it.